Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to In Sickness and In Health, the podcast where we chat about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with, in sickness and in health. Each week we'll discuss a topic and on some occasions we'll be joined by a guest who can give us an insight into their deal-breakers and things they could not put up with in a relationship. I went a bit Jim Carrey there.
Yeah, you did.
You know when he gets pulled over by
Is
it Liar Liar?
Liar.
Yeah. Don't forget that you can get stuck in by participating in polls and sending us messages at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. And you can also send us your voice notes and messages to isaih@spirit-studios.com. That's isaih@spirit-studios.com.
Why
it really is that easy.
Why do you say studios? Why are you not saying studio?
Because I'm cool, because it's like my broadcasting voice.
Right, okay. Studio.
Also, if you like this podcast as much as we do...
Got to stop saying that.
I know. I've never listened to it. And if you do want to continue hearing more episodes, make sure you share it with a friend.
Yeah,
and leave
come on.
A nice, sexy 5-star rating and review for us.
Yeah, tell us we're sexy.
That really does. That gets me going. Claire.
Go on.
Here we go. It's podcast time.
Speaking of getting going, you were getting going on the train, weren't you?
Oh, don't. I was...
I caught James. We were on the train on the way in, right?
Hang on. I did a couple of funny things.
Get ready, he's gone. Hold on, I did a couple of funny things.
Yeah, go on.
Now, we were on the train and I was...
so funny, embarrassing.
I was fixing my makeup.
Yeah.
And you were just staring at me.
Yeah, you looked great.
Sort of turned around and caught you staring at me. And you attempted to say something sort of off the cuff and cool.
Yeah.
But you ended up... You spat
on
all over me. You know,
well,
sometimes
no, I'll
when,
tell you what I said.
You know, sometimes when you open your mouth, though, and just a load of saliva shoots
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there
what
was a
happened.
Little build-up there. Yeah. But I'll tell you what I said. I was looking at you and I was thinking, gosh darn it, she is one hot mama. And then you looked at me and I just went, I'm going to have sex with you tonight.
But instead of it being...
I spat at her instead.
Spat all over me. And I was like, no thanks.
And I started laughing and I went red.
You got embarrassed.
And another thing happened as well. I'm wearing brand new trainers today.
So am I.
Brand new. We're both wearing brand new trainers. And, you know... Sprayed them before I came out.
Crep
Protect.
I keep forgetting that.
Gotta get the Crep Protect, mate. And we were walking at the train station.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what was right. You,
go on.
You, right? Because she was fucking up your ass, right?
Right.
Trying to get past you. When she, I'll let you tell that bit.
Okay.
But see, once she did get past you, she fucking stopped. She didn't even know where she was going.
Yeah, right. So anyway, there's someone shuffling behind me. I had some. Believe me, I move. I'm not dawdling about the train station.
No.
I've got some place to go.
Yeah.
And I was behind someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
There so was I was basically doing what she was doing to me to someone
else. But there was nowhere to go.
There was nowhere to go. Anyway, fucking felt her on the back of my brand new trainer there.
Yep.
Clipped me.
Yep.
And I thought...
It was me.
I thought it was you.
I knew you thought it was me way you turned around.
Yeah, because I thought it was you trying to be funny.
Because you turned around full of anger and realised it was a stranger.
So I did a thing where I was like... Because I thought it was you and I thought, oh, she's trying to be funny. So I just turned around and literally went like that. Because I was going to go to you, do you want a fucking mind?
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a stranger. She went, oh, sorry, yeah, no, that was me. And I went, all right, no, that's okay.
Yeah, but then she got to the top of the stairs and stopped.
Yeah.
And I said, like, what are you up my fucking ass for if you don't even know where you're going?
You're always telling me that, aren't you? do you know what the theme of this week's podcast
I
is?
I do. Called? Do you?
I do, because I read it on the way in today. I didn't have my headphones, so I thought, oh, I can't listen to music or watch stuff.
I don't have my headphones either. Is that why you were annoying
me? A little bit, yeah. Oh. A little bit. It's so boring, trains, isn't it? It's really, really... So, I hate them so much.
That was the other thing you did.
Oh, yeah.
Got on the tube, quite quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just went, this is so boring.
I didn't say it that loud. I was talking to you.
James, you are so loud. That's why I was like, all right.
I was trying... Well, that's the thing. I forgot my headphones, so I had to amuse myself. And I was trying to wind you up all the way.
Yeah, you are.
You know the saying, if you see something, let us know. See it, say it, sorted.
Yeah, you said that really loud as well. Yeah. You were very irritating.
He went, see it, say it, and I went, sorted, right in Claire's face. He went, what are you doing? I'm bored.
Anyway, I do know the theme of today's episode.
It's nostalgia / youth. And we're lucky, Claire.
Go on.
We're
still
very,
young.
Very lucky. What?
Still young.
Well, we are young. No.
I don't know if we are anymore, mate.
No, I'm about to turn 37, aren't I? That's not young. I do still, though, I feel like a young man. I feel like I'm a young...
I
feel
know
like
you
I'm
do.
17.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking about the other day when I first moved out and got my own place.
Right. How old were you?
20, 21.
Right.
Yeah, and I had to do this stuff. It's a real learning curve when you first move out. There's a lot of stuff that you take for granted, that you don't realise that suddenly you've got to...
Do. Like what?
So the first time that I bought bed sheets, I needed bed sheets.
I know this story.
And just wanted white bed sheets, clean, white, plain, sensible...
Right, hold on. Let me just ask you a question. Were you already doing the in-betweeners by now?
Yeah. I was still living at home when I first did the in-betweeners.
Right. Okay. So
I went out. I went to like a department store.
So just... did you have a few quid by this point?
Yeah.
Right.
But listen, I was still, you know, I'd only just started making money.
Right. Okay.
I was still very much.
At the beginning.
Yeah, I was still very much of the poor mindset.
Yeah.
And I still have that.
Yeah, I
hate paying for stuff.
We're still. Yeah.
Absolutely hate it. And so I went to get bed sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how much do bed sheets cost?
Bed sheets are actually quite expensive. If you get the full set.
Yeah, full set of bed sheets. What are you
looking
at?
For a double bed.
For a double bed.
70 quid.
Right. I was thinking maybe 40. £40.
Do you know the problem with bed sheets is, though, you've then got to add the fitted sheets and the extra pillowcases. Yeah. So it does add up.
Yeah. But all of that, I was thinking, well, to be honest, I was thinking £20.
Because you'd never bought them
before. Yeah, I was like, how much are bed sheets going
to
cost?
And did you say you went to a department
store? Went to a department
store. So you're talking Debenhams, John Lewis type place. So that's a big mistake.
I just thought, well, that's where they do bed sheets.
Got to Asda.
That's where they do bed sheets. So I picked some up, found some white ones.
Yeah.
Gave them to the person, the cashier.
Yeah.
And £420.
But what did you do?
So I'd already been on the television at this point as well. So I was... I'd been recognised and stuff, and I didn't want to go, fuck off, 420 quid. Put them back. No, have you got any cheaper? They're just white. Just white is all I want.
Yeah.
So instead of that reaction...
Yeah. Which was what was going on in my head. Yeah.
I put my hand in my pocket with gritted teeth and pulled out my wallet and gave them my card. And I was like, there you go. And they had to like pull it out of my hands. And I was like, only 400 quid? God, what a bargain.
Now, at some point then, did you think, holy shit, bed sheets are much more expensive than I thought. Yeah. Or did you know you had fucked up?
No, so then I was like, Jesus Christ, what have I signed up for here? I should never have left home. But then I found out that there were these bed sheets were Marc Jacobs.
Right.
And is that a brand?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
It's like a fashion brand,
right,
Marc Jacobs.
Don't know anything.
Right.
It was a time of life where I had no idea about anything at all whatsoever. Thought I was going to spend 20 quid on bed sheets. Thought yeah. I was going to be in and out. It was just, oh, I need bed sheets. Yeah. Don't have any bed sheets.
Yeah.
400. Yeah. Over 400 quid.
That's the thing though, isn't
it? Killed me. Hurt me. I still...
Clearly.
Yeah. And I don't know what happens to those bed sheets either.
Should have
kept them. If you spend like four... If you spend hundreds of pounds on something...
Yeah. It's for life.
You want to leave that in your will.
This
is my problem with cars.
That you do have a
problem
with cars.
They cost tens and tens of thousands, six figures.
Yeah. Well,
if you want, you know, a nice fancy family car,
yeah,
you'll be lucky if you get 4 years out of it.
Mm.
No, if I'm fucking spending £100,000 on something, that's going in the will. Mm. That's being left to the children.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know what point I'm trying to make.
I've gotten very angry. Yeah, I'm just enjoying you. I'm enjoying watching you. Just
I don't even know what the fuck I was talking
get
about.
Get louder and louder.
I'm furious now.
So is that the only thing you struggled with, though? Bed sheets? Or did you...
Bed sheets.
Did you suddenly, like, find yourself in a little flat and then you were like, my God, like, butter's just not always in the fridge? I need to get this.
I knew I'd have to go out and get food and stuff, but it's the after you get the food. I remember staring at a potato in the kitchen, just going, right, I've got to bake this. How do you bake a potato?
Yeah.
I got to cut a cross in it, haven't I?
Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't too long before I turned up.
Do you put it in the microwave first? To heat you up a bit and then you finish it off the...
You've got to stab it first.
Yeah, you stab it. Yep. You don't want it to burst, do
Anyway,
you?
Let's not talk people
but
through
just,
baking
just,
a potato.
Just talk about being a young man and trying to, you know...
Well, that's good because we are talking about nostalgia and youth. But before we get right into this, right, let's quickly recap the vow of change from last week.
Yeah, this is always a surprise.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So yours was, do you remember? You're just reading it.
Yeah, I've read it now. So I do remember it and I do think I've stuck to it.
Stop pestering Claire with random facts.
Yeah, and I've not stuck to it because of any kind of effort.
You've just not had any.
I've not had a good random fact for you this week.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. I'm actually not sure. I can't remember if you have or not, but we'll go with it. Mine was to not let star signs impact my decision making, which you just jumped on because I don't.
No.
So I didn't.
Thank you.
Anyway.
So we're all good.
We're all good. We did it.
We're all good. I love the vow change bit.
Oh dear.
We've got some listener stories, Claire.
We do. And guess what topic it's on?
Train etiquette.
No.
People who annoy you.
Yeah, they've jumped onto the people who annoy you list.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
So, here's one here. People that don't lift their feet when walking.
Oh, who does that?
Shufflers.
Oh.
Shuffle.
Yeah.
When you can hear their heel.
Pick up your feet.
You shouldn't hear a heel.
No.
Your heel should always be...
Ruin your shoes.
Yeah, you would, yeah. Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah,
yeah,
with you.
I agree.
You want me to do
the
next one?
I was waiting for you to read the next one. Sorry. What, fucking...
People who ask questions on Facebook that should be Googled. Anyone know when Big Tesco's opens today? Just Google it.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm going to jump to the defence here.
No.
Because sometimes you Google something and you don't get a full... I am sure... What they should say is, by the way, I have already Googled this. I'm looking for a definitive answer. Does anyone know for sure? Does anyone have any experience with this? Because, believe it or not, Claire, there's a lot of bollocks on the internet.
No.
And I've done stuff. I've driven. I drove about 45 minutes to go to a butcher's once that said it was open on Google.
Oh, you see.
I was furious. Hour and a half round trip. Because it was meant to be I was going to do a barbecue that weekend, and it was a place that does really good meat.
And it wasn't open?
It wasn't open, no. It said on Google it was open. I Googled it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to ask someone, look, do you know if this is actually open? You can't trust... The problem is that you cannot... Google's untrustworthy.
Oof.
Snakes.
Come on, we don't want to piss Google off.
Well, they you can't trust them. They don't pay the tax.
No, but I know what this person means, though. Like, the really obvious ones, because... I know, well, to be fair, I know, I'm assuming that was a little independent butchers.
Yeah.
Right, fine.
Yeah, they're all independent.
Are they?
There's not a chain of butchers, is there?
There's a chain of butchers in Scotland.
What? Oh, yeah, no, but that's like three or four, isn't it?
Maybe, I don't know.
Was it Wells? No.
Waleses.
Waleses, that's it. Yeah, Waleses there's butchers. I think there's about three
Shout
of them.
Shout out to Waleses.
Great butcher. Really good butcher.
Right, I've got another one here.
Really nice curry pie.
People that whistle, they just walk around making unnecessary noise. I don't care that you're happy or full of joy. Shut up.
Yeah. See, I'm that person.
You don't whistle.
No, I do.
Outside?
No, not outside. I do it for your benefit.
Again.
So if you're in the living room,
again,
I'll go into the kitchen and I'll whistle and I'll hum,
yeah,
and I'll sing a song,
yeah,
and then I start laughing,
yeah,
because I can hear that you've paused whatever you're watching.
Yeah,
you can't
because
hear it.
you just live, yeah, to irritate me.
And I just walk around going, I think I'm gonna have a biscuit.
That's one thing.
Oh no, wait, there's some dairy milk there.
You do that all the time. And then I'll shout to you, James, shut up.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
I don't know. What do I do, Claire?
James, shut up. Claire says I have to shut up. Like you keep...
She's getting annoyed now.
Yeah, you sing...
I can see the vein in her forehead.
Yeah.
Great, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're so lucky. You're so fucking lucky you get to live with me. Why are you looking like that?
Is that a joke?
I'm just, look, I'll just bring joy into your life.
You're going to kid on that you are like a fucking happy-go-lucky little leprechaun in the house? Are you joking? That's not at all what you're like.
I was joking.
You're irritating.
I was joking.
You're really irritating.
I was
and
being
then,
ironic.
And then when you try and be funny, it's purely to annoy me.
Yeah.
That's the only...
That was the joke I was making. Right, I was being sarcastic.
Okay. Wow.
You've just gotten angry. I was being sarcastic.
Because I don't...
I know for a fact, though, I go out of my way to annoy you.
I know, but...
And my joke was, you're so lucky you get to live with
me,
and then
you've
just bitten me head off.
No, because I feel like you do try and do that thing where you're like, oh, I'm just happy. I'm just trying to live my life. You are not.
I'm pretty happy.
Right, we've had a couple of more...
A couple of more?
Yeah, we've had a couple more little... James.
What?
You're annoying me today.
Yes, I know.
We've had a couple...
This is because...
God.
I'm sorry. No, but this is because I didn't have my headphones.
Yeah, I know. You've been
So usually,
when
we get
me.
On the train, I'll put my headphones in, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
Because I do need to amuse myself, and I've carried that energy on into the podcast.
Yeah. And I've already had my fill.
I can't tell.
Claire. Oh, Claire's so angry all the time.
That's the reaction I want.
Right, let's get back onto the theme. Nostalgia and
yes.
youth,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So.
We were lucky. We were the lucky ones, Claire.
Why is that?
Because we were kids in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean,
being a kid in the 90s was brilliant. I don't know what it was like being an adult.
I don't really remember the 90s.
Oh, it was so good.
Because I was 11 at the Millennium.
Millennium. I've got a bubble in my throat. How old was I? 13.
So I was 12 then.
No, I was 12, sorry. I think I turned 13 in
right.
2000.
Yeah.
No, I can't be bothered to do the maths. I was either 12 or 13.
Yeah, about 11 yeah. or 12 I was.
So you must remember it.
I remember the millennium.
I can't remember being 12.
I can't remember anything.
I loved it, absolutely loved it. I remember things like the music.
I remember the music.
You know, things like Mr. Blobby.
Yeah, I do remember TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right, okay, I remember that. I remember
TV,
Saturday
music,
nights.
Music, Saturday morning cartoons,
yeah.
Saturday morning club at the cinema. You go in for a quid, you get dropped off at 8 o'clock in the morning or something.
I never did that.
Yeah, I did that.
I remember Saturday night was a big deal when I was a kid.
Everyone was there.
Everybody came round to my gran and papa's for dinner.
I was at my nan's.
Yeah, we all had dinner. And it was just, you put on the telly and it was on all night because it was one hit after another.
It would be me, my mum, my dad, my nan, my granddad, my Uncle John. All kinds of generations going on there.
And I don't think
and we all sat down.
That much.
Big break. Noel's House Party,
Gladiators,
Blind Date,
Generation Game.
Generation Game. And then if the party was popping,
yeah,
you know, if everyone was having a few beers and a few wines and stuff,
yeah,
then maybe a bit of Man O' Man would come on the TV.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you remember Man O' Man?
No.
Chris Tarrant?
No, I don't know that.
You don't remember Man O' Man?
No. That must know Sean in Scotland.
No, it was an awful television show. It was terrible. But it was like a guy. It was like men trying to. It was like Blind Date, but kicked up a notch, a bit naughtier.
Right.
And the very last task that the guys had to do to try and win over, there'd be like one girl and three men, and they're all trying to get a date with her. They would wheel out this muscly guy. Who could make his pecs move.
Right.
Don't you remember the music?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And then it would be a bloke like me, and they'd go, right, you do it. And they'd have to take their shirt off try and make their pecs
move. Just give
a
little shimmy.
Yeah.
I've never heard
of that. It was just a fun time to be alive.
It was. It really was.
No one took anything seriously. I mean, you had music like, fucking Spaceman from Babylon Zoo.
Spaceman.
I always wanted you to go into Spaceman.
Yeah.
We just got on with it. We were like, we know it's shit, isn't it? And they're great.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'd be like, oh, no, no way, no, no, so bourgeois, no. I don't know how kids talk these days.
Well, it says here, right, so one of the first sort of things to talk about was, do you think kids have it better today or when you were kids?
They have it so much worse today.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for kids today.
I would genuinely hate
they
to
have got
be
so
young now.
Like, when growing up in the 90s, it was just like, get home from school, your mum would open the door and go, right,
fuck off.
Off you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you'd play football until the street lights came on
that
and you couldn't
it.
See the ball anymore. And then you'd come home and your tea was ready and it was bird's eye potato waffles.
I know.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Kids these days, our Jude, he's going grey already. He's worried about homework and stuff. I never got homework in primary school.
No, neither did I.
I never came home with my work in primary school.
No, neither did I.
Kids have got it awful these
and
days.
And then also, like, a little bit older with the social media and stuff.
Oh,
like,
God,
you don't...
Geez, it's just coming at you from every direction.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even think that's a question.
It was so simple when we were growing up.
I think we definitely had it better. And I think, to be fair, so what are we, 36, right? And I think we are the last sort of age, generation before it all went mental.
We were teenagers.
As in, like, the internet that sort of
stuff. We were properly teenagers by the time the internet came out.
Yeah.
And it was a thing that everyone had.
Yeah.
I did have
but
it.
But you couldn't use it at the same. You couldn't use it until after six.
Yeah.
And then if your mum wanted to use the phone.
Yeah, you had to come off the internet.
You had to come off the internet. Yeah. You had to wait about 20 minutes to get connected.
Yeah, you had to. It took about 2 minutes to load a page. So you just fucked off. You went out. You went outside.
Yeah.
That's all I did. Went on my bike.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of which.
Go on.
When I was a kid, I had my bike stolen from me. I was about 9, 10.
Actually taken from you while you were on it? Not that you left it outside?
Right, so here's how it went down, okay? I was about 9 or 10 years old. I was with my mate, John. OB.
Oh, right.
And it was me and him. And I was on my bike. It was brand new BMX. Just got it for my birthday. It had one of those, I don't know what you call it. It had a mechanism on it so I could spin. I could constantly spin the front wheel round.
Yeah, the handlebars.
And there were stunt pegs on the back of it.
It had a pocket stone on the back.
Yeah, it had like a duck on the seat. I don't know. And I must have had it for 2 days.
Oh, man.
Something like that. And like I say, I was 10.
Yeah.
Still in primary school.
Yeah.
And a couple of teenage girls came over to me and my mate John. And we were like, fucking, what's going on here? A couple of older girls are talking to us. Like we were like hanging out with them, spent about an hour just sort of over the fields, just sort of chatting with them and stuff like that. And then they went, oh, we're going to go to the garage to get some fags or something. I don't know.
Right.
And they went, can we borrow your bike? And I went, yeah, sure. Never fucking saw them again.
Oh, my God.
Never saw them again.
Oh.
The police got involved.
What?
Went home to my mum and dad. I went, yeah. So I had to explain the story to the police. And they were like.
So you gave them back.
They went, what? They went, what, you gave your bike to some strangers? I went, yeah. They said, could I borrow your bike? I thought they'd come back. And they went, what do you want? The police were like, what do you want from us? What do you want from us here?
Oh, that's so mean.
Had it been anyone else, I would have gone, fuck off. But because it was teenage girls.
You thought you were getting like
maybe a little snog or something. I don't know.
At 10, you behave yourself.
Well, I was with my mate as well and we were egging each other on. Maybe if I was on my own, I would have gone, no, I've got to go home now. Yeah. But, you know, I didn't want to look like a loser in front of my mate.
Right, okay.
Took me bike. Never saw them ever again. That's the end of part one, but stop crying, you little bitch, because part two is available now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.